And then, you know, then your hyphen or your bullet points, whosoever. And then maybe after committee composition, maybe you put 7 in parentheses. So you, and then you just list whatever.
And you can list
a mix, whatever the mix is. Whatever the mix is.
Right. I just want to get it down, at least for right now. Then I can work on reformatting this. I just want to at least get the thoughts in here. So I'm going to put, I know I have 4 members from the COI, and that just throws the whole count off or something like that. So I just want to rectify that. I'll put 3 right here in parentheses. I'll just know this all needs to be added in here.
Okay. I have one more suggestion, Lisa.
Sure.
But it's for the next paragraph. It's in the next paragraph, but I think it should go first. I think the subcommittee will be established for the purpose of. I think the purpose should go first.
I'm sorry. When you say the purpose should go first, you mean how do you mean that?
Before the composition.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. So,
what is everybody saying? What is everybody
saying? Cut and paste. Cut and paste.
And anybody out there saying anything, if you object, please yell out your object or something like that. And even if after, you know, because we are working on this and we want the best to come out of this, so even if after, even if we meet, we make these suggestions, if you're reading something later on and you say, you know, I don't think so, please feel free to speak up and to put it out like that.
Sure.
So this has got to be an organic, well-thought-out document, and we want, you know, we want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable, that we present something very strong. So, okay, so that should go before the committee composition. So I'll just put maybe purpose or something like that just for right now.
Just a point of information here, and maybe Nita can help out. I noted that our ED made a comment that there are policies pertaining to everything that we're doing, and it was almost as though, why are we doing this? Nita, do you remember that?
Who said?
Our ED said so. That there are policies and procedures pertaining to everything that we have, that we're talking about now.
I know someone said that, Drea.
It was our ED.
Okay. I don't remember that.
I had
honest with you. But I don't think we should even focus on that. The PNB established this committee the way it established all the committees, and our purpose is to do exactly what we're doing here.
I agree. The reason why I brought it up was because I'd like to collect all of that information if they do have it, you know, station by station. You see what I mean? I'll check back with her to find out what she was referring to.
Point of information?
Yes, is that? Is that you, Alberto?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you say the ED said, is that our current ED who said, Andrea?
I'm talking about Arlene.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And she made the comment that we have all of this already. So, you know, it's like, why do we have this committee? And I know it may not be relevant, but, you know, but it is, if they do have some of these policies, then it would be good to look at them. That's all I'm saying.
And I just want to remind people, just to be cognizant of, it's okay to report, like if somebody says, well, we have this, we have that, but in terms of any other kind of comments that people might have said or something like that, especially if it doesn't seem to be the most positive, I would just like to remind people, you know, that we're on the stream and do not do that kind of thing, you know, just a reminder, because I know, especially when we're talking about this committee, it can be easy to get maybe sometimes into some sensitive things. I just want to remind us
to
be careful.
That's why I'm saying it's something to check.
Right.
check out. That's all.
Right, and if we do have to ever report something in a negative way, I'll ask people to not say the name of the person if it can at all be helped. Now, one of the things I just wanted to also point out is that the station might have policies when it pertains to personnel issues, but like the general manager, or maybe somebody at the station, they don't really have jurisdiction over a board member. So even if there might be policies and procedures in place for what they would be doing at the station, that would be hard to apply to a board member, because that's where they don't have jurisdiction over them, and they're not around the board members as much as various board members are. So that's one of the things that that we began to encounter when issues would arise pertaining to, well, what about a board member? And so so that was one of the reasons that we said, well, we need to establish something pertaining to board members. Like, for example, with this committee, we don't have jurisdiction to investigate a complaint that involves, let's say it would involve two staff people. Now, you could come into a situation where it could involve a staff person and a board person. But by all means, we should want to make sure that any policies that we do put in place, you know, that any procedures that we recommend don't conflict or are not something that would violate any kind of personnel procedures in general. We want to certainly make sure that we don't. So we want to make sure that all the procedures we put in place complement what's already there, but we do need to have something for pertaining to board members. Okay?
Okay.
So,
great.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
For giving the background. And it wasn't, I just want to repeat, because we are in stream, let everyone know, it was just, you know, hearsay, and I just needed clarification. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you. And also, I just want to say, it's almost 10 o'clock, but I would like to at least finish this first page. I think we can do that, and then we can, you know, put forward other questions. And I would also like us to consider, and we can take a poll later on, because this is something that I would feel so great about if this committee could at least say, if we could get this out of this committee for this year. So I'll just ask people to think about maybe meeting a little bit more frequently so we can get this done, maybe like another meeting in September. I mean, in September or whatever, but we'll just see how this goes. Okay, so Andrea, you want to take the next paragraph?
Is this where we are in the case of the person?
Actually, hold on 1 second, a moment, please. I'm sorry, because as you're talking, thoughts are coming to me about something. So please bear with me a moment. Yeah, let's just take the next paragraph, right? Because some of these questions we can come back to ourselves as we formulate this. So I would say if you would just take the one upon initial review.
Okay. Great.
Lights just came on. We had a horrible thunderstorm about 3 hours ago and the lights went out. We just got electricity back again. Sorry, Andrea.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad you got some electricity back.
All right.
Okay. Upon initial review, the subcommittee will then decide whether or not an investigation into the incident is warranted. If it is established that such an investigation is so warranted, then a complete investigation should proceed quietly and all efforts should be made to obtain all relevant facts. In parentheses, question, let's get recommendations as to what should be considered when obtaining relevant facts. That was a statement by Lisa. Next sentence. As an investigating committee, the subcommittee has no power to make the accused or any other member appear before it. However, the subcommittee or some of its members should make every attempt to meet with the accused for frank discussion and to hear his or her side of the story. Next main paragraph heading, report of resolution either honoring the accused or preferring specific charges. Under that paragraph, if after an investigation it is determined that subcommittee's resolution is favorable to the accused, it should prepare a report signed by all of the members of the committee in favor of exonerating the accused. If, however, the committee determines that there is substance to the allegations, then it should make a report in writing outlining the course of its investigation, preferring charges, and making a recommendation for a hearing. This report should be signed by every committee member who agrees with the report and submitted to the PMB committee to investigate allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination, period. Minority reports can also be submitted to this committee and must be signed by all members of the committee who are of the dissenting opinion. In parentheses, another thought, sidebar by Lisa, who should the reports be submitted to? It's a question. I don't know if you want to take that up in discussion. Should they be submitted to the LSB or to the PMB committee to investigate the allegations of racism, or should it be submitted to both? Okay. Do you want to stop there, or you want me to finish out
this thing? Hold on one second. You might as well just finish it out if you would like to, so we can at least get that thought there.
The preferral of charges, I have no idea, is accomplished by recommending in the report the adoption of resolutions, as in the following examples. Be it resolved that when this meeting, which is the meeting in which the subcommittee presents its findings, adjourns to meet on at p.m. Resolved that Mr. Ms. and B and Ms. and B and is hereby cited to appear at said adjourned meeting for hearing trial to show cause as to why disciplinary action should not be taken against him or her on the following charges or specifications. Charge, behavior setting forth an offense by following charges only being used as an example. Conduct unworthy of a member of this organization. Specification states what the accused is alleged to have done, which, if true, constitutes an example of an instance of the offense outlined in the charge. A specification of each instance of the offense should be enumerated as specification 1, comma, specification 2, comma, etc. Then be it resolved that Mr. or dash Ms. N and Q act as managers of the trial. Formal notification of the accused.
You know something, I would just, I think that we can just end there, because that starts another thought.
Okay.
All right, so basically this thought has to do with, and I'm trying to also refresh my own memory by looking, I can't even find the place in Robert's Rules of Order where I pulled most of this from, but I will certainly submit those pages because I should have included that at least for our own reference when we're looking at this stuff. So you guys be like, what the heck is he talking about? I don't know. I don't know where I got this from. But so basically it's sort of like... just to recap, I meant what we basically began with was like, you know, the very beginning. Somebody comes to us and says, okay, I have a complaint. So how should that be handled? And we've sort of, at least for right now, said, okay, well, we need to have a committee locally at each station that would investigate this. And we'll pull from some of the members of the committees of inclusion. Definitely will include the committees to investigate allegations of racism and sexism. And then somebody else from the local station board, and I guess one of the thoughts would also be it would be the like, for example, the committees of inclusion, who would be the ones, how would they be elected? Would they be elected by the committees of the committee of inclusion or the local station board? Maybe, but anyway, that's just a thought.
Okay.
But let me see something. Yeah, so that's just something to think about. I'm just going to put a question in red right here to just get this down. Would the member from the committee of inclusion be elected? Probably should be elected from the committee of inclusion. But anyway, I'm just going to put that thought in there for us to think about for the next call.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
When I think in terms of formatting, when you're doing it for the next presentation, then maybe you should do the purpose, the committee composition, and the process, and how the purpose, the committee composition.
Sorry, yeah, I couldn't hear you. What were you saying?
I'm sorry. Okay, so we have, you said purpose, committee composition,
yes.
And then what else did you say?
Process.
Right, okay. Hold on one second, a moment, please. So, okay. Hold on one second. Okay, so process should be the next label that we
right.
Okay, process.
And then four, how to file a claim.
Hold on one second, a moment. Process. I'm just typing this as we go along.
Are you talking about placing that above the...
I think for...
If after an investigation, is that process you're talking
about? I'm suggesting that so when she has to redo this, that
right.
She fills in the narrative under those headings, and then
right.
It will make it easier for her.
Client clarity, but I was just asking, but specifically where? Lisa, are you going to do that or that part?
Oh, yeah.
As you're talking? Okay, good.
You know what I would suggest, Andre, if you don't mind, because I'm also making these notes in here and typing as we go along.
Okay.
But
okay.
It would also, you know, if you have your backup notes or something, and the fact that
okay.
This is being streamed
oh,
also
no,
helps.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, because I couldn't hear exactly where it would go. If you heard it, then that's fine.
And just so you know, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
The committee reports to the PND have to be in by, I think, September 12th. If memory serves me correctly, but you could go on to doing something else while I check that. So it would
oh.
Be great if you could have this document.
Oh, you mean this? I see what you're saying, this.
Right. So for Andrea, well, actually for you, because the meeting will be in New York.
Oh, you said it has to be done by September 12th?
I'm checking now, literally, as you speak here.
Okay.
It is going to be the deadline. The reports are due to the national office. Oh, no, that's Monday, July 12th. No, not that one. One second. I'm reading the wrong one. Okay, here it is. The reports are due to September 22nd, 5 p.m. Pacific time.
September 22nd.
Yes. And you should have gotten a reminder. Or you gotten a note. I can't get you to. Let's see if your name is on the list. Andrea's name is there. So she got, Andrea got it twice. She got it as a PND member. And,
yeah, I'm sorry.
So,
I'm back.
Okay, Lisa, I'm going to forward this to you, okay?
Okay, great. I wanted to say before we get off this call a moment, because under the part where it says process, and it says, in the case that a person alleges that he or she has been subjected to discrimination, and I will have these points all numbered too the next time we meet, but indicates that a person alleges that he or she has been subjected to discrimination by a board member. A complaint should be made in writing and brought before the subcommittee for its review. Anyone being accused of improper actions in a complaint... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on one second. Oh, okay. Anyone being accused of improper actions in a complaint should be notified by the committee that a complaint has been brought before him or her. And that's where the question came in. Should the... Does this have to be done at this point, or should it only be... Or should the accused only be notified if it is decided that further action needs to happen? We can discuss that a little bit later. But the point I wanted to get to, where it says, upon review, the subcommittee will then decide whether or not an investigation into the incident is warranted. Now, I think, and there could be some other points referenced in this document that deals with this, but maybe this might be the thing where... like the subcommittee could maybe look at something and say, well, you know, maybe we think that this can be resolved. Maybe we would like to encourage this to be resolved through mediation or maybe through some other kind of, if possible. You know, it doesn't necessarily always have to be that they think, okay, this is something that definitely warrants an investigation. I mean, there might be times that they would look at it and think, yeah, it definitely does. So, I just didn't know if at that point we might want to also say that, you know, okay, so they will then decide whether or not an investigation into the incident is warranted. And maybe at this point we might also say that the subcommittee could recommend other things, you know, in addition to an investigation or instead of an investigation or something like that. So I just want to put something as a placeholder here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something else in the document that says that, but I just want to put that as a placeholder right here, that the subcommittee would have other options to try to do something other than just a complaint. You know, they might want to say, well, we would like you all to try to talk together, or, you know, hopefully we'll have other things that we will also be able to refer people to, you know, to help deal with these issues. So.
This is Nia.
Yes.
I think in there you might want to put check conflict of interest policy.
Okay,
and
hold on one second. Check conflict of interest
policy and the ethics policy. Just, it's good to have references, especially since we already have documents.
Right.
And also.
I'm sorry. Check conflict of interest policy and what else?
And the ethics policy.
Okay, hold on. And ethics policy, okay.
And the California Corporations Code. I don't know if there's anything in there, but since we are incorporated in California, it's good to know what those laws are, although we're in different signal areas.
Okay, I'm sorry, you couldn't check California.
California Corporations Code.
Corporations Code.
Yeah.
You're saying that this is something that we should do a note to ourselves about.
Well, unfortunately, the chair had to go do that research.
Oh, no, that's okay.
And then I have one more thing before
hold
I lose
a second.
It.
I just want to get this down here, right here. And I'm also going to just put right here as a placeholder that the committee could make other recommendations for handling this. In addition to an investigation, the committee could make other recommendations. I just want to put this right here, note for the committee. I'm typing with one hand, everybody, because I'm on my cell phone.
You don't have an earpiece?
No, I don't. I have to get one. I never really wanted to use this cell phone as heavily as I'm using it. But my other phone, I got to get a better phone, better landline. Okay, note for the committee. Okay, and I'll put here that on.
Madam Chair, do you have the time on what we're...
10:11. Okay, we're
okay.
Almost there. I just want to get this other thing down.
Can I just say one more thing before I lose it?
Sure.
In terms of
topics within this document, I think we need to have maybe a next level of appeal. It's just an idea. I don't know if the other folks agree with me. Is Alonzo still on the call?
Yes.
Alonzo is still here?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we need to have, like, let's say things don't work out with this committee. Well, what's the next level of appeal?
I'm sorry. Just so you know, because there's something about an appeal down here in the latter part. Like, it says the accused has the right to appeal to the Pacifica National Board, but it doesn't. I don't think we go into like what they would do. What would the step be involved in that? But there is something. Just so you know, there's something after all of this that says at the end that the accused has the right to appeal if they don't like how things turned out with this.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Exactly.
So subcommittee can also recommend other actions. I'll just want to get that here. Okay. Andrea, did you have something to say?
No, I was agreeing with Nia. I think there should be a next level of appeal, something.
Oh, definitely. If they think that this committee has handled everything completely unfairly, then definitely the Pacifica National Board would step into it. But I didn't elaborate. There's no elaboration in terms of what the appeal would look like. But, okay. I guess I was hoping that would be done with. It's like, okay, you can appeal, and that's it. Don't ask us how you appeal. You just go to the Pacifica National Board if you don't like it, okay? That was my thinking. I'm like, we're done with it. It's out of our hands. Take it to them. So what?
No, you know you don't mean that.
Right. I'm joking.
Really joking, yeah. Please
right.
Let me be clear.
Right. I'm joking. We're joking. We have to have laughter here. But anyway, that's why it was put there, so we could say they could appeal it. But now we just have to see what that appeal would look like. Okay. So let me just see if there's one other thing. Just so you all will know to get the gist if you didn't pick it up, Robert Zwillebrod just said there's a very specific way. Once the person is being charged, I should have looked up specifically legally what preferring of charges means. But, you know, once they're being charged with something, once it's like, okay, this is what the issue is, then they just were going through a very specific way in which it has to be done. You know, so that's why when you saw the resolve that and charge and, you know, specification and resolve that. So, you know, this is just to also get the clear steps in terms of how something has to be done.
Okay.
So, right. Hold on. All right, let me just, okay. All right. Okay, do we have any other questions for right now? I think I'm glad that we were able to at least get through the first part of this. I think that's very good. Any other thoughts or questions or anything?
No, I don't.
And we need to set our next meeting.
I think technically we have our next meeting set, but
it's already scheduled. But if you want to finish up this document,
I would like to get another meeting. How about tomorrow night? No joke.
Later.
Alberto
doesn't want to go to that. We could have it tomorrow night. Alberto.
And Alonso on the finance committee.
How about Labor Day?
That's tomorrow night.
Yes, that's tomorrow night, Alonso.
My question is now, are the minutes for this meeting, when are they going to be available?
Probably by the weekend or Monday.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah, that would be great. Oh, that's another thing. Thank you for reminding us, Alonzo, Andrea, our wonderful secretary. Yeah, if you could try to, you know, help to bring the minutes up to speed, that would be great.
Yeah, and I'll check with you just to go back over this draft.
Sure. I just want to, I'm trying to, does anybody have the KPFT calendar?
I have it.
Okay, great. Now, when is the next meeting that we've already scheduled? When is that?
The next meeting is for September 13th.
Right. Okay, right, because we decided, because we didn't make quorum at the last scheduled meeting, so we definitely wanted to get a meeting in August. So, yeah, September 13th is, what, about 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
So I guess that's close enough. Okay.
Right. But what I would suggest...
We should schedule another one.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. So September 13th, I think, is good for the next one. Now, the PMB is meeting September 21st.
We are meeting October 1st, but your report is due.
Oh, okay.
By the 27th.
No, we'll be in New York.
We have available. The 20th is open. The 21st is open.
Right. But you said the report is available. Right, the report is available. We have to have the report for this committee in by the 21st, right?
22nd.
Oh, the 22nd, right. So, I'm sorry, they're doing so much talking. How does the 20th feel to people? Is that good, or?
The 20th.
If we can get a date on the calendar, we should try it.
Yeah. Well, actually, the 20th is a Monday. You want to do that Monday?
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I put it in? Okay.
Yeah, does anybody object to that Monday as well, the 20th? Because we would be meeting on the 13th.
And then the 20th.
Right, and then a week later on the 20th again, so we can move this document.
Okay.
Okay.
At the same time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody, again, thank you so much for being on the call. And, we got to get this racism issue in our society dealt with. And, you know, this stuff has got to stop. And, again, our solidarity. Alonzo, before you came on the call, those of us that were already on the call decided that, you know, we would just want to make a statement showing solidarity for what is going on, showing solidarity with the Arab community, with what's going on, you know, with the opposition to the World Trade, to the mosque that's being built in that area.
Right.
Right. So I just wanted to close again, at least on behalf of myself. I know we did not make a formal resolution with this committee, but certainly on behalf of myself, that that we stand in solidarity with those people, with our brothers and sisters of the Arab world who are currently being wrongfully persecuted. And we stand in solidarity with all people who are oppressed and being wrongfully persecuted, because racism and discrimination, this must end.
Okay. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, good folks.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Don't move.
Any objections?
No.
Any objections?
No,
okay.
I do.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Alonzo.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye. Thank you, Lisa.
Sure. Thank you all.